God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Dessert. Going to be talking about the tough, narrow path tonight, as well as digging into, well, some medical stuff. You don't want to miss it. This is Do Not Keep Silent.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, thank you again for being here for Do Not Keep Silent. Again, you can find us at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You know, I've had a number of people contacting me just regarding what a health co-op is, and they've been talking to me about their health insurance and things, and I'm just like, let's dig into a bit. And tonight I want to dig into it because, again, many people have been asking me about this, and some might be wondering, Jason, what does this have to do with being a Christian? What does it have to do with following God? Well, friends, I'd like to dig into this simply because, well, I think it's, well, very connected. Here's why. We see in Acts 2, 38 through 47, that Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized to every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Much more there, friends, going on. But later on, it talks about that they devoted themselves, the believers in Jesus Christ, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Okay, so they, you know, followed the teachings of the apostles, got together to hang out, talk about the Lord, learn more, breaking the bread, eat together, and pray. So there's four things they did. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. This is where I think it gets pretty awesome. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So, friends, within the church, they were helping each other out. They were, well, not being selfish. We read later on about Ananias and Sapphira, who, well, they really messed up. Let's just say that. They actually sold a piece of property and then went to the disciples and said, here's the money of the wholesale. Here it is. And they kept part of the money. Now, it's pretty interesting to me how Peter addresses this, because Peter basically tells them, hey, this piece of property was yours to begin with. You're only lying to the Holy Spirit. You're not lying to me. So their sin was lying to the Holy Spirit, not that they had kept part of the money. Friends, years ago, when my family and I began this journey with Worldview Warriors, we had chosen to head down the, what I call the tough, narrow path without even realizing it. And, you know, if we knew now what we knew then, we probably wouldn't have gone down it. We had to make many difficult decisions, and to this day, we still make very tough decisions. Back then, these decisions were going to affect our whole family. And one of the most difficult decisions at the time was what to do about health care. You see, we'd been trained probably a lot like you are that we needed and deserved health insurance or some government program. We decided not to do that, but it seems many people have moved into that idea. And we thought we needed to have health insurance since we have a family of 8 people. It's my wife and I and 6 children. Again, years ago. At the time, we definitely did not have the money to pay for the COBRA that is offered. You know, it would have helped with some peace of mind, but it was far too expensive for the income we were receiving. So, straight up, we went without health insurance for about a month. So when people tell me, you don't know my situation, yes, I do. Yes, my wife and I do. Please do not think we don't know what you're going through. We've been there, done that. One thing I'd like you all to know is when we started Worldview Warriors, my wife was pregnant, and we left a position at a church that was very well-paying, not just well-paying, but had some great health insurance back then. Now it's probably just average as far as the cost of it. I think it's probably still good, but what we had back then today probably would cost like $25,000 a year. Insane amount of money. Even back then, the people of the church were like, boy, you've got the Cadillac plan. They weren't picking on us. I mean, the church was very, very awesome. They really supplied something really incredible. So, again, we chose to move on, start the ministry of Worldview Warriors. Go full-time with Worldview Warriors where, well, straight up, didn't have the money for health insurance at all. Again, 1 month without health insurance at all while my wife is pregnant. And some people would say, oh my gosh, that is so irresponsible of you, Jason, as a husband. Well, when God calls you to do something, you have to do it. Regardless if it looks like common sense or not. So again, my wife has, well, she's pregnant with our 6th child. That was due in about October of that year. We started with Worldview Warriors in June of, well, back in 2007. That's how far back this was. So October of 2007, our 6th child is going to be, well, making her presence known. Again, we definitely believed we needed health insurance. We even went through the hoops and paperwork to get the government health insurance that was available back then. But deep down, both of us, my wife and I, knew this was a mistake. We knew God was not calling us to use this government service at all. It was a difficult time for us because, friends, we had unknowingly been trained to think inside of this man-made system and to not have health insurance at that time. Well, it seemed like utter foolishness. If you will, we now realize that we had been trained to trust in human ideas and not in God and his ways of wisdom. God was calling us to obey and trust him, and we knew it. So we canceled the government insurance and relied on God. By the way, this was about 6 to 8 weeks before our daughter was born. And yes, I'll get into what a health co-op is and stuff in a bit, but I just think sharing this story is so needed in our times right now. And to share with you the truth of what happened. This isn't me making something up or making it even more extravagant than it really was. Again, we decided to not be a part of the government insurance. In fact, my wife even called the government agency that deals with it. And back in 2007, friends, the person on the other end of the line said, basically, what do you mean? My wife's like, we want to be taken off of it. We don't want to be a part of that. And the person on the other end was like, well, I don't know how to do that. No one's ever called to be taken off of this. Okay, so let's just bear with me here. Let's just live here for a little while. The person who works at the government agency told my wife, no one has ever called to be taken off of this. So what does that mean? Let's use our brains, our minds that God has given to us. That means once you get put on the government insurance, the thing government's putting in, no one ever gets off of it. Friends, it's putting yourself into slavery. It is not free at all. It's not living in liberty. It's choosing a slave master. So about 1 month before she was about to grace us with her presence, my daughter, someone contacted us and told us these words. My husband and I have been praying, and if we don't pay for this pregnancy, God told us we would be sinning. Straight up, my wife and I were just shocked, dumbfounded. We were amazed. And I want to be super clear. We hadn't told anyone of our need at all. We kept our mouths shut because we believe God wanted us to totally rely on him. And in this case, trust him to tell someone else. I'm not telling you that so I'm patting myself or my wife on the back. No. Almighty God did this, friends. Again, we were just shocked. And this woman of God was telling us that God had told her and her husband that they needed to pay completely for this pregnancy. Friends, this included all doctor visits before the birth itself, and even checkups with the midwife right after the birth. I mean, I'm only laughing because I remember having this conversation with this wonderful woman. Because I looked at her and I was like, do you understand how much money this could be? And she goes, no, I understand. I go, you're talking about from right now until after the baby's born and, you know, checkups for the baby, checkups for my wife. She goes, yeah, all of that. And friends, as you've already heard, this is our sixth child, so this wasn't our first rodeo. We knew what was coming for bills. We've had them before. So I looked at her and said, you do understand this could be like $10,000 or more, you know, five figures. It might even be six figures. She goes, no, I understand. The Lord told us we are supposed to pay for this. Well, how do you say no to that, first of all? And I'm telling you right now, what a relief. God spoke to this couple about our situation. They heard him and obeyed. Friends, I will admit, it was hard not to have health insurance. God blessed us immensely for our trust in him. Because, friends, he is our provider. Are you completely willing to trust God in this? Are you willing to trust the God who gives you life? Friends, when I come back, I'm going to wrap this story up because there's still more to it. It's just amazing. It's amazing what God can do. It's amazing when you choose to surrender your life to him, what your life really can be like. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
I have had a number of people ask me to give an update on how being in a health co-op has been for me and my family. Many people are now beginning to realize that expanding government-run programs, departments, and power is really nothing more than a huge loss of freedom and liberty. Still others want to expand the government's power and influence in the lives of individuals across our nation. And just one way people are struggling in this thought process is how one deals with their own or their family's health care. Well, dear listener, I'd like to challenge you in this whole thing and have a biblical worldview instead of a secular, humanistic worldview and your mindset. You see, the choice really is up to you. Why not go find out more about this at my blog post titled, There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
When we follow Jesus Christ, he gives us freedom. Freedom to do so much more than we could possibly imagine. But it's not whatever we want to do. It's liberty. We must have boundaries. Friends, think of this analogy. If you want to swim the ocean, you're free to do so. Can go wherever you want, but you lack the resources really to get anywhere. Instead, you need to confine yourself to a ship and you can sail the ocean. But it takes a master navigator to get you to certain places that you can't get on your own. Jesus can get us there, though. But to get there, we have to let him direct where and how the ship goes. Dig more into this by checking out Charlie Wolcott's blog post titled Institutionalized.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, I appreciate you being with me here. And I want to wrap this, well, this account of what happened with me and my wife and our last child up before we get to bottom of the hour. So when I left you, I was sharing with you about how God had revealed to a wonderful lady, woman of God, and her husband, that God wanted them to pay for this pregnancy. And that God had told them that they would be sinning if they didn't do it. So she came to our house. My wife and I were just shocked. We were amazed because we hadn't told anyone of our need. And here sits this woman in our house telling us that God had told her that they needed to pay completely for this pregnancy. Again, friends, this included all doctor visits before the birth itself, and any checkups with the midwife right after the birth. And again, that's not the end of the story. You see, our daughter was born. Her name's Teresa. She was born, and honestly, my wife and I didn't know. I mean, yes, we trusted these people that, yes, they'd come through, but let's just be honest. You don't really know if it's going to happen till it happens. So, my wife comes home, with the baby. You know, later on we get the bill from the hospital, and rightly so. People need to be paid. A workman deserves their wages, right? So we get the bill. The bill. Oh, the whole bill. I'm just laughing because this is how God works. When I mean the whole bill, I'm talking about the prenatal stuff. So the stuff before the baby came, the birth time, the moments after, everything combined, okay? We get the bill. And it's, I don't know if it was itemized, but my wife probably asked for an itemized bill simply because what I'm about to tell you is like, huh? The bill was $1,000. That's it. For my wife giving birth to a baby. So we call the lady who came over and share with her, hey, we're calling you because we got the bill for, you know, the pregnancy and the birth, and just wanted you to know how much it is. And she goes, okay, great. How much is it? And let us know. And my wife goes, well, it's $1,000. And the lady's like, kind of like, what? Are you sure? What? Huh? So she goes to my wife. She says, can you call the hospital to make sure that that is right? That there's not going to be something else that comes up? Because that sure seems low. And, yeah, so my wife says, sure, call. Well, so she calls the hospital, and the hospital says, nope, that's how much it is. So I do thank the hospital for that, number one. Number two, again, this is just how God works, and we've got to see it. We've got to admit it. Give him all the praise and honor and glory he deserves. So not only did he bless us, my wife, me, our baby, our family, not only did he bless us through this couple that paid for the whole thing. Again, we hadn't told anyone. They just heard God's voice and obeyed. You notice this wasn't through some government program either. This is God's people being God's people. Again, so God blesses us with this wonderful couple. And without the hospital even realizing it, blesses this couple. Because for them, the bill was only $1,000. Again, should have probably had a zero added to that number. But nope. That is how good God is. The God of the Bible can be trusted. Friends, if you are struggling at all, I'm not saying, please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying don't start making good choices. Don't start, you know, going your own way instead of God's way. No, no, no. Still read the Bible and put it into practice. What you're reading, put it into practice. Allow God to work. And you see how he works. I'm not talking prosperity gospel stuff here, friends. I'm talking about hearing the voice of God and obeying. Reading the word of God and then do it. Are you willing to completely trust in God? Are you willing to trust the God who gives you the life that you have. I'm so ecstatic to be on this side of the grass. I encourage you to take time this week to read about Abraham's faith that, well, you'll see it in Romans 4. And I'll challenge you to live as he did. While we wrap up for this half hour, I encourage you to start following his example and see what adventure God has in store for you. I don't know about you, but I want to live an adventure. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And don't be a pushover. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.